a red nose? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Thought for Today, a red nose. Clowns historically have had red noses. Oh, sometimes they paint them different colors and do all sorts of things, and it's sort of like a tennis ball that they fit, or a rubber ball that they fit so that it'll hang onto their nose. And real clowns know all the secrets of these things and all the details, and it's kind of fun. But what's the purpose of a red nose? Why does a clown look so silly? Why does a clown look so strange? Why does a clown have to be so crazy? Well, we talked about Wesley yesterday, and Wesley is a little boy who was talking. Mr. Candle was talking about him. And Wesley said that he's happy all the time because if anything comes along that's unhappy, he thinks of something silly to make it happy. Well, this is what a clown does. A clown is always making something silly so that people will laugh. A clown is not there to take the sadness on of a situation. If a person is ill, or a person has problems, or life is tough for anybody, a clown doesn't come and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry for you." And no. A clown comes in and says, "Well, aren't you the silliest person? Aren't you the silliest person to let that bother you?" "What? I'm dying of cancer, and you say I let that bother me?" "Yes, why let it bother you? Why not live and be happy right now and say, I like me, I'm a silly. And you look at that clown and you say, "You are crazy." And the clown says, "Yeah, isn't it wonderful? Nothing bothers me. I'm just such a happy, happy guy." And you don't know what the life of that clown is like. He may have, or she may have, all sorts of problems that are bubbling up in their life and giving them hard times, but they don't do it. It's like an actor or actress who goes on stage. The show is a thing. The show must go on. Regardless of the tragedies in their lives, the problems, the deaths, the illnesses, the injuries, the accidents, the show must go on. The audience is waiting out there. Yes. And you see, that's what life is. Life must go on. And it does go on. And we might as well take it for the happy side instead of for the misery side. I go in talking to people in hospital beds and I say, "You want to live or you want to die?" "Well, what kind of silly talk is that? Who do you think you are that you can say, do I want to live or wrong?" Hey, it's a decision you make for yourself. Do you want to live? "Well, the doctor said, yeah. Well, the doctor only said that based upon the information that he has that you've been showing him. Now, why don't you put on a happy face? Start smiling. Get that red nose out of your bag there and stick it on your nose and look at the other patients here in the hospital and say, 'Hey, you guys, that's a wonderful day. Life is happy. Let's have a smile.'" And they'll all look at you and say, "What a crazy loon, you know. Send him, her, to the moon. Oh, no. But you see, yes. That's what clowns are for. Clowns are to go and take the pain out of hurt. The clowns are to go to take the unhappiness out of a condition where life might have been difficult. Clowns are to go to lift you up from whatever down you may be in into the highest level you could ever be in. And, you know, it's not just somebody who has a name clown who does that. There are a lot of people in this life who go around lifting other people up because they don't look at them down. They don't see them down. If a clown were to see you down, a clown could not lift you up off the ground. If a clown were to see you with a problem, the clown could never solve that problem for you by giving you a happy thought, because he would be living with you and your problem. Ah, yes. If a doctor lives with you and your problem, the doctor's no good for you. The doctor's got to live with you and your solution. Well, what have we got here? A broken leg. Well, let's fix that and put that to rights. Now, we'll do this and that. Dum-da-dum-da-dum-dum. And the doctor's singing, like, "Doctor, how can you be so happy when I'm so unhappy and I'm hurting?" "Well, your hurt doesn't bother me. I look at you and I say, I am making you well. I am putting things back into order. I am putting your mind back into order. I'm putting your happy thoughts back into order. I'm taking you from the misery that you thought you had, that you thought had to own you, and throwing it out the window and saying, let's put that new leg in order now. Okay, on goes the cast. Blop, drop, blop, blop. And now, the cast is ready. And I will be back in an hour. The cast will be all hardened up. And then we'll step out of that bed and we'll walk around. Oh, my God, how could I do that? Well, that's just the way we do things in the hospital these days. Years ago, we liked to have you lay in the hospital and stay to fill the hospital because we didn't have too many patients. But now we got so many patients who come in, we have to get them out so that we have room for more patients who want to come in. But, doctor, that's careless and that's thoughtless. Hey, you're lucky. If you'd lived years ago, you'd lived a shorter life because you expected to die and you expected to do these things. Today, we're expecting people to live. They're going to live more than 100. They're going to live 150. Wow, are you one of those who are going to live 150? Doctor, you're a clown. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. This is what it is. I am taking your thought from your misery to your happiness. Hey, you want to live a long, happy life and a wonderful, healthy body? Yes, yes, yes. Well, then let's get going on that. Let's get a smile going. Let's get happiness going inside of yourself. Say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, man, if the medical profession saw you acting like this, they'd say, well, I don't know about that. Yes, the medical profession is seeing more and more of that happening. The doctors are becoming more and more clowns. They're becoming more and more razor-uppers of the health of people rather than putter-downers of the health of people. Yes. The pill is to lift you out of your doldrum, not to put you into another one. And the less pills you can have, the better, the better, the better. The better, the better, the better. That's what doctors tell you. The less pills you can have, the better. Now, where'd that red nose go? Oh, there it is. Now, go to the clown store. They should sell them at the drugstore. Every drugstore should have a box of red noses that they sell to people so that they can go home and act silly. And then they act silly, then people laugh. And when people laugh, people are happy. When people are happy, people are healthy. When people are healthy, people are wealthy. When people are wealthy, people are fantastic. Man, oh man, let's get with it. Get yourself a red nose. Get yourself a red nose and watch all your troubles go. Yes, I'll make it rhyme even if I can't. I always have fun. Wherever I go, I'm surrounded by beautiful people who are filled with fun. I'm surrounded by beautiful circumstances. I'm surrounded by fun people. Why do you think I call myself Mr. Candle? Because I'm surrounded by fun people. Why do you think I say I'm the absolute philosopher? Because I know it all. And I'm learning to capture that know it all and share it all and be it all. And why do you think I say instant illumination? Because it's an instant thought, it's an instant idea, it's an instant attitude. And it's where you and where we are. Where you and me, we're the happy ones. We're the ones that think happy thoughts. We are the ones who are silly. We are the ones who are silly. I have a nephew, Scott Kippert, and he loves to be a ventriloquist. He loves to take his little puppets and take them to hospitals, and especially children's hospitals. And he goes in there with these puppets, and these puppets, my gosh, they got television, they got sophisticated stuff, and he comes in with these unsophisticated things. Yeah, but he's coming in with his personality. And he goes in there and he says, hi, kids. And they say, hello. Well, is that the way to talk to Mr. Papatu? Well, who's Mr. Papatu? Well, Mr. Papatu is the man that I have here on the end of the string. And he does everything I tell him to do. Mr. Papatu, bow. And Mr. Papatu says, ha, ha, ha. Mr. Papatu, bow. I said, bow. You're supposed to bow when I tell you to bow because you're on my puppet string. And every one of the children are laughing. You can't make a bow. And Mr. Papatu, bow. Mr. Papatu, bow. And then, pretty soon, Mr. Papatu bows. Oh, Mr. Papatu bowed. But will his sister bow? Hey, sister, come on out here. And so, from behind his back, he brings another puppet. And the two puppets interact. And he puts on a show, and the children are laughing their heads off. They're forgetting all about the problems that they have, the worries that they have, the illnesses that they have, and they're starting to think happy thoughts, holy thoughts, healing thoughts, wonderful thoughts. Oh my goodness, goodness, goodness. What a red nose will do. Try a red nose in your life. Try it personally. Try it with your friends, your family. But mostly try it with yourself. And realize that when you think silly, silly thoughts, you're thinking happy thoughts. And you're thinking healthy thoughts. And you're thinking wholeness. Oh my goodness, goodness. It's so wonderful to be me. I love you. I love you. I love you.